News Radio 560, KPQ.
This is The Agenda from News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern affecting you are open for discussion. And now your host, Michael Knight.
News Radio 560 KPQ is 12:15. That means you know it's time for The Agenda. Every day in our studios, we invite guests in from around town and around the valley, and we have a word or two with them. And today, consider this. It's day four of our week-long recognition of the pre-royalty top 10 candidates, young ladies of our valley and around our neighborhoods who soon will join the tradition of royalty at the Apple Boston Festival. Today, we're going to meet two people who, in a short time from now, one of them could be queen, one could be a princess, one could be back in civilian life. You just don't know. That's the game that they play, and it's hardball. It's hardball for the royalty of the Apple Boston Festival. Lucy Gomez and Maria Elena Metzger are our guests today, and tomorrow will be the last of it. We will have met all 10 candidates, had words with all of them, had our own opinion about each of them, and then at the end, those decisions are, thank God, not part of my decision-making process at all, because I'd vote all 10 to be the queen. You can't have 10 queens. And so that obviously my solution apparently is not workable. But that's what I say we should do, and that's why I'm ignored every year. Let's say hello to Lucy Gomez and Maria Elena Metzger. Hey, Lucy. Hey, Maria Elena. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Thank you for being here, ladies. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate, to some extent, I appreciate what you're going through, because I've seen it before. And I don't know how you do it. You're very poised, all of you.
Thank you.
especially under the pressure that I... Well, do you feel like you're under pressure?
Maybe a little bit.
Under scrutiny?
I think... not really pressure, just a little bit stressed.
Yeah.
It definitely gets better as we continue out through the Apple Blossom process.
Did you become more accustomed to it all?
Yeah. And they definitely help us, like, with speaking in front of a whole bunch of crowds and meeting new people, so it becomes easier as we go along.
That's the voice of Lucy Gomez. What did your parents say when you said, you know what I have in my imagination? I think I could be the queen. I think I could, this could work for me. I think I'm cut out for this job. What did they say?
They were excited for me, and they just supported me through everything, and they really wanted me to do it because, obviously, we live in the valley. It's one of the most important things is Apple Blossom, so they were super excited.
So, were you born in the valley?
Yes, I was born in Wenatchee, and I've lived here my whole life.
So, you've been to a number of Apple Blossom festivals. It's just part of your growing up.
Yeah, I can't remember a year that we haven't gone to Apple Blossom.
Of course.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part of the festival?
I think everybody's favorite part, the parade.
The parade?
Yeah, just seeing all the royalty from everywhere and the police. The police officers that come around in their motorcycles. That's definitely one of the best parts.
That's why Darcy Christofferson is always so disappointed in me, because my favorite part is the $18 cheeseburgers in the park. She says, God, can't you get over that? No, I guess I can't. You're the captain of your high school cheer team. Are you not, Lucy?
Yes, I am. And we're actually going to state this weekend, tomorrow. Good morning.
What are you
going to
do?
So we qualified for state at our first competition, and we're going to Vancouver, Washington, 6 hours away, and compete and see if we can get first place in our division.
Well, how do you compete against other cheerleading teams? What do you guys do, routines?
Yeah, we do a routine composed of jumps, a dance, and a cheer.
I remember my daughter was in high school. She was on the what they called the pep team, which was like the cheerleaders, but they did dance routines.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first year that all the ladies involved got letters, as if they were an athlete, because the hours you put in and the conditioning you go through, you might as well get a letter. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, it's crazy. We're a whole season. Our season lasts the whole school year more than any other sport, and most times we're not considered a sport, which is pretty sad. But we do get a letter now.
You have to be very sports minded, and you have to be gifted in a lot of ways to be able to do it.
Yeah, you definitely have to know about football, about basketball, because you don't want to be calling the wrong cheer, an offense cheer on a defense. I don't know.
It happens.
Yeah, right? It does.
But what about the idea of you also have to be, like a ballerina or like a gymnast combination?
Well, not all the girls are super flexible, but you build up that flexibility throughout the year. Obviously, a whole year long of just stretching and dancing. You'll learn how to do everything.
Natural gifts.
Yeah.
Maria Elena, you're on the school's varsity dance team, so that's like the similar approach, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is. But it is somewhat different, definitely.
More dedicated to just dance?
Yeah. Yeah, competition, the way they score it, and the judges, how they evaluate everything is a lot different.
So the Appalettes' next big appearance is when?
Well, we have a competition, I think, two weeks from now. We actually had one this weekend, but we couldn't do it. But it gives us more time to work, and it's good.
What did your parents say when you decided to get involved with the Apple Blossom Festival in such an official way?
My parents were actually really excited. My dad has always wanted me to do it.
Really?
Yeah. Ever since I was a sophomore, he's always telling me, you know, Maria, when are you going to do it? You know, like, when are you going to run? So it's really great for them.
What is an Ignite leader? You're an Ignite leader. I don't know what that means.
Oh, yeah. So our high school every year before the school year starts, juniors and seniors get to be in the Ignite program where we help freshmen. We help lead them throughout the school, give them a tour, and make them feel more welcome.
Orientation.
Yeah.
There you go. And does that happen just when the freshmen come in?
No,
just
actually.
One time a year?
Huh?
One time a year?
Yeah, every year before the school starts.
And you also work at the concession stands.
Yeah.
That's good because people always get hungry at the game.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
and they're, what's the most popular item that you guys sell?
Definitely popcorn and the drinks. Yeah, pizza too. Pizza actually is really
good. Is pizza
popular.
Okay?
Pizza is actually really good.
I'm surprised too.
Yeah.
The suicide prevention walk. I've covered this a couple of times.
Yeah.
I've written stories about the Be the Light. It's kind of a serious subject.
Yeah, it is.
Can you explain what it is for people who don't know the Be the Light idea?
Yeah, so you pretty much, every year we go and you get a shirt, it's a free shirt, and you walk around the track, the Wenatchee track. And we just come together as a whole community, and it's a great time to reflect on this year and be there for people that have lost others and family members and loved ones.
And does it provide some sort of support for people who are in the throes of that depression that could lead to suicide?
Oh, yes, definitely. I think it's definitely a support system for them, and I like being a part of it. I think it's a great thing.
I see you were a volunteer for something called Light the Loop Trail.
Yeah.
I could guess what that is, but tell us.
Yeah, so Pivus used to have, I don't know if they did it this year, but 2 years ago we would do it, and where we would have glow sticks and we'd be at the end of the loop trail, you know, the one that goes around Wenatchee, and there were volunteers that would run, and late at night, once they were done, we were at the end of the loop trail encouraging them and leading them on as they run out.
That's the voice of Maria Elena Metzger. She's on her way to, well, we don't know. You made it this far.
Yeah.
Being in the top 10, did that grab you and you say, oh my God, this is more serious than I thought? I mean, here we are. We're now, instead of just dreaming about it, we're 10 away.
Yes. I was really surprised, but I am so excited for what this journey has in hold.
What did you realize when you became in the top 10, Lucy Gomez?
Well, I never really thought of what the top 10 actually did. I thought it was just like, oh, a couple pretty faces doing stuff around town. But we actually do a lot more than just be a pretty face. We learn how to talk to people, how to be able to communicate well with others, how to have nice etiquette at a dinner table, which we actually just had that 2 days ago. And it was nice to know what every single fork did on the table and what every single spoon and knife. It was a lot of fun.
And besides the knives and the forks and which one to use and where's your salad plate, where's your bread plate, what else did you learn? Did you learn about where to put the napkin?
Yeah.
How to sit?
That
professional sitting, you know, instead of just plopping into your seat.
Yes. We definitely had to keep our back straight for most of the time. There are some times where I think I ate a little bit too much, so I was a little hunched, but try to keep it aside.
So you were into the eating. Me too.
Yeah,
I love eating.
It's the best part of dinner, obviously.
In fact, you're famous for your chocolate chip cookies, apparently.
Oh, yeah. I love making chocolate chip cookies.
Did you make any today?
No, not today. I'm sorry.
So you have no cookies with you?
Not today. I'll bring some in later for you.
You all heard that. Okay, I'll be waiting for those.
Okay.
Let's talk about school for a while, not the one you're in. Well, look, I don't even know. You both go to Wenatchee High?
No, I go to Eastmont.
And you go to Wenatchee?
Yeah.
So did you know one another, ever see each other at the activities?
Well, the Apollettes and Eastmont Cheer is actually super close to each other, and our coaches are really close to each other.
Yeah.
So I had seen Maria around, but not really talked to her ever before.
Yeah, we never really had conversations, but our coaches are pretty good friends.
Yeah, they really are.
So that's this school, but now it's almost time for another school. You both interested?
Oh, no.
Are you interested in college?
Yes.
Paranoid?
I am paranoid. I want to just know already if I'm going to get in or not, but March doesn't seem to come sooner. Like, it's not coming soon enough.
Well, what schools are on your list? What are you most hopeful for?
I'm hoping for Gonzaga. My mom will have to pay a lot, but she really wants me to go there, and I go there every single year for a youth convention, and I've spent the night at their dorms, and I know where their eating hall is at. I just feel at home there, so I really want to go to Gonzaga.
And study what?
I'm not sure yet, but I'm pretty sure I'll find out once I go.
Well, let's get freshman year behind you, and then worry about the rest of it later.
Yeah.
Freshman year's the hardest.
Really?
I always believe it. Well, because it's completely new.
Yeah. And you have to meet so many new
people. You're easily distracted by so many things. There's a lot more distractions than there are elements of the school that say, you better study. Better not screw up this freshman year.
I know. And right now we're seniors in high school. And we're like, it's so hard. It's so hard. Once we go to college, you're going to be like, we wish we were seniors again.
You just need time. That's all. And that's of course, what freshmen fritter away. You realize you have to build a volcano in your room at night and have it ready for tomorrow's presentation. And you haven't. Yeah.
Hopefully.
What about you, Maria Elena?
I really want to attend Central Washington University.
What do they have that you really want?
Well, they have this great dance program, and I really want to double major in dance and psychology.
Wow.
Yeah.
The psychology of dance. You'll be writing a book about it.
For sure, yes.
Well, why psychology? Well, we know dance, that's your gift, that's something you're passionate about, it's something you want to do. But what about psychology?
Psychology has always intrigued me. I am really interested in the way people act, why they do what they do, and what goes on in people's minds. And
we'd all love to know that.
Oh, yeah.
What were they thinking?
Yeah.
Well, we'll never know in some cases.
Yeah.
And how would you use that psychological major later in life?
I really want to use it to help people and be the support system or someone that is an outlet for other people that don't think that they have a voice or are able to go to someone for help.
As a psychology major, why do you think the people who need the most help, who would benefit the most from professional help, sometimes find it impossible to ask for it?
Sorry, what?
Why do people who need psychological help, who would be the ones that would benefit the most from psychological help, why are they the ones who never ask for the help in so many cases?
I think most of the time is because they feel so lost and that no one really cares. And I feel like if we can reach out to them and make them feel more welcome, then they can have a sense of, wow, okay, I think someone actually cares, you know, and I think to make a connection with someone like that is really important.
Now you're at Gonzaga, Lucy.
Yes.
What would you study? You don't have to declare. You don't have to declare a major right away, right? You can just declare a general education direction.
No, you don't have to declare a major right away. I'm still on the fence because obviously my parents are always like, you need to be a lawyer, you need to be a doctor, you need to be something, and I'm like,
a lot of lawyers came out of Gonzaga.
Yeah, they have a really good law program.
Yeah.
But I'm just really going in with an open mind and seeing what I like and what I don't like and going from there.
You say that you're most inspired by your mother. What did she do to inspire you so convincingly?
Well, my mom was widowed at a young age, and she really helped raise me and my four sisters, and we've come such a long way, and she's brought us to who we are, and I just love her so much, and she's worked so hard for everything that we have, and I admire her for that.
A lot of children have no idea what their parents do. They just can't seem to get a grip on what their parents have done for them.
Yeah, it's scary, especially with technology nowadays. I was just talking about this yesterday. It's just scary. Everyone's on their phones. Everyone's worrying about what's online, what's the celebrity doing. But your parents do so much for you. You should love them.
Or at least come to the idea that they did it, at least.
Yes.
Sometimes credit for that is lost, unfortunately. Well, good for you. Your favorite novel is The Help by Catherine Stockett. That's the book that was turned into a movie, correct?
Yes, yeah. It was.
Well, how come that's your favorite of all the books you've read?
I actually watched the movie first, and I then watched the book, and I don't know if that's a faux pas. You shouldn't really do that.
No rules. I told you before the show, no rules.
Yeah. But I watched the movie, and it really made me cry. I don't know why, but just it was so sentimental to me, and it really brought my attention. So I was like, I want to see what the book is about. I want to see if the book has more detail to things that go on. So I read the book after I watched the movie.
And which was better?
I think the book. Books are always better than the movies.
I think you're often right. That's why that's why the movie was made.
Yeah.
Your favorite book is In Darkness by Nick Lake. Can you tell me about that one? I don't know that one.
Yeah, so it's about a Canadian boy who is trapped under a hospital that collapsed because of a really bad earthquake. And throughout the story, he talks about his life and the struggles that he goes through and losing his family and how it leads up to who he is now and where he is and how it's led up to where he is now.
Bit of an inspiration.
Yes, very.
And your favorite movie is, I don't think I know it yet. Yours is Little Mermaid.
Mine's Little Mermaid.
Oh, The Greatest Showman.
Yes.
The Greatest Showman. That came out not so long ago, right?
Oh, yeah. I watched it.
Why did it grab you so convincingly?
I think it's because it really portrays people wanting to come together and that it's okay to be different. And it really shows acceptance and to accomplish your goals and following your dreams. And it really stuck to me.
Now, The Little Mermaid, you might think I know nothing about The Little Mermaid. But I had a daughter that watched that. I can't begin to tell you how many hundreds of times. I mean, I could walk in and the scene would be going, and she knew all the dialogue.
Yeah.
Pretty soon I knew it, too. But why'd The Little Mermaid stick with you so long?
I think I just loved it since I was a little girl, and I watched it so much. I'd go on YouTube and look up for the music and with the lyrics on there and learn all the lyrics, and then I'd watch the movie, sing the songs. I think my mom also got kind of tired of seeing me watch it all the time and hear me sing the songs all the time. But I just love that movie so much.
And your favorite character was Ariel?
Yeah, obviously Ariel.
Can't remember who my favorite is. I think it's probably one of the singing animals, you know, Kiss the Guy or Kiss the Girl or whatever it is.
Sebastian.
Yeah, yeah. Sebastian. Yeah. He's pretty funny. He's because his eyes pop up. What is it? How old were you when you first saw that movie? How old do you think? The animation.
We actually had the VCR movie of it.
I did too. Yeah.
So probably a really long, long time ago.
Well, why do kids love to watch things over and over and over again?
I'm not sure.
Because it's true of all children. They just they don't get tired of it.
No.
And if you don't need, there's no point in even asking, what do you want to see?
Because you already know, right?
Little Mermaid, here we go, one more time. But it's as if it's for the first time. You know, they sing along, they know all the lyrics, they know all the dialogue. Yeah. We have to have you, psychology major.
Oh, yeah.
Find out why.
Oh, I will. Yes.
Get back to me on that. Our very special guest today, Maria Elena Metzger. Say hello.
Hi.
Lucy Gomez is here.
Hello.
We'll be back to talk further with them right after these words on News Radio 560 KPQ.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ and
888-8887.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
News Radio 560 KPQ time is 12:36. It's The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ. Every time at this time, all week long, we've been getting to know the ladies, the young ladies, young women, who are about to become either the queen or the two princesses for the Apple Blossom Festival. A big, big one. This is important. Every festival is important.
Yes.
Each year, it's the same sort of ritual.
Mm-hmm.
But the 100th year, I mean, I don't know. I really can't appreciate what that means.
Oh,
imagine
yeah.
doing something for 100 years. Mm-hmm.
It's like the biggest honor. I'm so glad that I'm a part of this and I get to have these moments and friendships with everyone. Everyone is so sweet and supportive.
And it's really fun seeing the queens from previous years.
Yeah.
We actually got to see the queen from 1958.
Did you meet her?
Yeah, we got to meet her and she put her crown on with her. Yeah, and we also got to meet the queen from 1986 as well. And she had a crown, too, and a whole scrapbook full of everything that she did during Apple Blossom. It was great.
How about Darcy? Did she lose her crown, or does she still have it?
I'm actually not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've never seen her crown before.
I have never either, but...
That'd be nice.
She had, at one time she had one. Anyway, I'm sure.
Yeah, she did.
I'm sure she still has it.
Yeah, we got to. Yeah, we got to see a picture of Darcy actually crowning the next queen that we actually got to meet.
Really?
At the dinner. Yeah.
She hasn't changed a bit, right?
Oh no.
Each, when they fill out these questionnaires, ladies and gentlemen, everybody puts down their favorite movie and their favorite book, and they put down their favorite television show. I have never seen, Lucy, I have never seen America's Next Top Model. That probably doesn't probably doesn't shock you. I'm watching SportsCenter, you're watching America's Top Model. Well, yeah. What's that show about, and why is it your favorite?
I just love watching it because, so it's a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of girls, and recently they started doing girls and boys, but they all fight to be America's Next Top Model. And throughout the whole, all the weeks, they each take pictures and they go through challenges, like going to go see different people to take their pictures and to model for. It's just really crazy and hectic, and I love seeing those kind of shows. So I rewatch it all the time.
So they, do you think any of them are cut out to be the America's Next Top Model, the real top model? That's a hard job.
Well, some of them actually do become really famous after the show, even if they're not the next top model. But I've never seen someone become super famous like Kendall Jenner or something like that.
Now, your favorite television show is Friends.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was yesterday that among the girls that we were talking to that loved Friends, and we discussed this question, see if you can answer it. Why are the boys on Friends so stupid?
Honestly, I'm not sure, but I think that's what the...
Maybe you don't care.
Well, it's what makes the show so great, I feel like, because it's just so funny.
Well, who's your favorite?
Joey. I love Joey. He's so funny.
Joey.
He's such a goofball.
How you doing? And your favorite girl in the show? Or do you watch it for the boys?
I watch it for all of them because I just love watching.
Can't have one without the other, right?
Yeah, definitely not. I love seeing how they always have each other's backs. And I think my favorite would probably have to be Monica because she's so organized and clean.
So. It's nice to be clean.
Yeah.
Your favorite songs couldn't be further apart. You, Lucy, love Jay-Z's version of Forever Young.
Yes.
Which is not the only version of that song, you're aware.
Yeah.
Okay. And you love Snow Patrol's Chasing Cars. That's the one. I really like that one, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's a good one.
Well, I like their style, where they start low and get gradually and effortlessly more complicated and louder and more dynamic. I mean, they always build to a big finish, right?
Yeah. It's really relaxing. I like it.
Plus, that's a good song.
Mm-hmm.
The favorite thing to do in Wenatchee Valley, comma, besides Apple Blossom, comma, is what for you?
I love being downtown. It's so interesting to see the historical perspective of it and how long it's been around. So I like to explore all the shops and different restaurants down there.
What's your favorite hangout downtown?
I love Walkabout. It's so good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Walkabout it is. How about you?
I actually love watching the sunset. I live in Malaga, so we live on top of a hill, and we always get to watch the most beautiful sunsets, especially in the summer, not so much in the winter. But yeah,
not at all in the winter.
No.
There's not a sunrise. First you have to have the sun to come up, right?
It sets like at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
It comes up or it doesn't. You can never tell.
Yeah.
Is the sun up? Who knows? All right, sunsets and sunrises for you. You really appreciate Maria, your mother's work. You find that she's an inspiration to you.
Yes, she's very hardworking, and it really inspires me and pushes me to do the best in everything that I do.
You tell her ever that you appreciate her hard work?
Oh, yes, I do.
You guys talk a lot?
Yeah, when I am not pulled away from Apple Blossom and dance and everything's so hectic, I...
Just put her on your schedule.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll put in an appointment, right?
Oh, yes.
An appointment.
What is this? That's something to talk about. It's your senior year. Every time you turn around, you have to take another test. You have to study.
Yeah.
And now you have something really huge on your calendar every day. How do you juggle it all to make sure that nothing gets left behind? Because that's not exactly the idea. The idea is for you to take on all these new responsibilities and just do it somehow.
Yeah.
How do you learn that?
Well, I think being a very leadership-oriented individual, I've always had a lot on my plate. So this is just something that I feel like it's a little bit more than I usually do, but definitely having like a calendar and seeing what I'm going to do next and setting up the night before helps me get through everything, either if that's like homework or tests or apple blossom or knowing just exactly what to wear to school so then that way I don't have to wake up early in the morning. But that really helps me out.
I remember I used to have subjects that it was so easy for me. It was just something that I knew. I could always do it. And subjects that weren't. And of course, the ones that you're not as bright about are the ones that it's harder to do the homework. Which ones are easy and harder for you?
The easiest one for me has to be English. And the hardest is math. I think everybody's hardest is math.
Oh my God, yeah, I hate math.
How come?
It's just, I just can't bring myself to understand. Like, even if I study the whole night, I fail. Like, the test. I just fail.
Well, have you ever gotten a tutor of someone your own age?
No, actually. I probably should do that.
Well, what happens is it doesn't feel like you're being taught.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like someone knows everything and you know nothing. And you're sitting there and they just say, no, that's wrong.
Yeah.
Instead, they just say, here's how you do it. And they just show you the ropes. And it sometimes breaks down those learning barriers that are built gradually by ourselves.
Yeah.
As subjects become harder. And we say, you know, I'm not really good at this subject. Yeah. And so you don't like it.
Yeah.
What's to like about that?
Yeah.
And anyway, try that. Or anyone listening can try that if they want. It didn't help at all. I still hate math.
Yeah.
When you can look ahead to your future, which no one can do, how do you think what you're learning right now and this experience in the Apple Blossom Festival is going to help you wherever you go?
Well, definitely interviews. We've had to have like mock panel interviews and radio interviews or TV interviews. They've really helped me because later on in life we have interviews for jobs or interviews for different things. And that will really help us on with later life because we can get that job without feeling like we won't be able to do it because we've already done it so many times. It'll be easy for
handle us. The tough questions, handle the tough situation, and you look poised while you do it.
Thank you.
It's hard to do.
Thank you.
What about you, Maria?
Yeah, I think it'll definitely help us. These tools will definitely follow us throughout our life into adulthood. And the interviews and especially the business etiquette and the time management that we were also taught, we also had practices for that. And I think that's definitely helped us too. And I'm definitely going to use that and cherish that.
Also, there's something to be said about having to do it. I know that sounds like it's the rules of the game, but you're being taught things that I don't understand, how to do your hair, how to do your makeup, how to dress for success, how to present yourself, how to show up on time, how to do all those things. You sort of knew how to do that, right? But
yeah.
Now there's no choice. You're on the other side now. You're in the top 10. So you have to prepare every day in those ways, right? You have to go to school like you're going to an event.
Yes, it's really exhausting, I feel.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It's exhausting, but it's going to help us for later life.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Giving us a step towards more of the real world, I guess. And instead of always having that high school mentality, now we know what's to come from the real world.
Or going to school in your pajamas, which sometimes is a thing.
Although a lot of people do that.
Yeah.
They have like
still?
The nothing wrong.
Yeah.
And where did you come from? What do you mean? I came from home.
Yeah, I came from my bed.
But you're in your jammies. These are my school jammies, though. These are not the ones I slept in. A very special guest, Maria Elena Metzger and Lucy Gomez. They're in the top 10. One of them could be the queen of the Apple Blossom Festival. We don't know the answer to that one. And I'm not, when's the next step, by the way? When did the top 10 become the three?
February 9th,
Saturday.
That's not far.
Yeah.
Next weekend. Yep.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Ooh, excited.
Why
but really,
I bring, yeah. Why did I bring that up? Yeah. We'll be back right after these words on News Radio 560 KPQ.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
Be a partner in our community.
The Agenda with Michael Knight on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.
The Agenda every day, 12:15 to 1 o'clock. My very special guests today, Lucy Gomez and Maria Elena Metzger. They're the candidates.
Hi,
ladies.
Hi.
They're the candidates for the top 10 for the Apple Blossom Royalty. And their chaperone today is Allison Womack. Thanks, Allison. So, there's some things that are getting ready to come. First of all, the, well, you tell me, what's the next event that you have to prepare for?
Isn't it the pageant? Or?
I thought you had to write a speech, give a
speech.
Oh, yeah. We have to email our speech by Friday.
To who?
I think Darcy, maybe? Yeah, Darcy.
Yeah, I think so.
And how long's the speech and what's it supposed to be about?
So the speech is supposed to be 2 to 3 minutes long. And our topic, I don't know if we can reveal that yet.
Well, I'm not sure. And, but you know what it is, right?
Yes.
Have you started writing?
Yes. Well, I'm pretty much done, but there's always things that we can perfect. So I'm going to get that in tonight.
So your friends at school, Lucy, would they say, oh, Lucy Gomez, she's good at speech making. She always makes speeches. She's always making a speech.
I think they would just because I've already had to speak. I speak at assemblies all the time, and I MC for them. So I'm comfortable speaking in front of my school, but in front of judges, not so much. But
well, who's going to judge you more than your school?
Yes, that's true. That's true. It's very true.
Maria Elena, have you prepared your speech yet?
Oh, yes. I am actually almost done. We actually had a time where Mr. Higgins and
Mr. Walvra
was able to give us feedback about our speech, and so that definitely helped me. And I'm just about done.
It's a difficult thing to get a hold of your own ideas.
Yeah.
Write them down, rewrite them till they're correct, memorize it, and then somehow stand up and give it life when you speak to the audience.
Yeah, and have something that the audience can take with them after you're done speaking. I think that's really important, too.
And it's, the idea behind this is not really to make the best speech on a certain topic, but to impress the judges with your what? Your what? What is it that they're looking for?
I think they're just looking for someone to be confident in what they're saying, no matter what it is about. Or if the topic is really attention-grabbing, obviously they're going to gravitate towards the person who said that. But it's also with their confidence that will make them gravitate towards it.
Yeah, and if it's very heartfelt and passionate, I think that also, and poised, of course.
So is everybody talking on the same subject?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
Now you have a rehearsal coming up for what? What's the event?
The pageant, of course.
The pageant.
Yep, the pageant.
Yeah.
That's at your school, right?
Yeah, Wenatchee. It's gonna be a very busy week next week. Very hectic because it's pageant week.
Ooh. And the decision, then, is only days away.
Yeah. Wow.
Only next weekend.
Yeah.
Next Saturday.
And that pageant goes on for a while. That's a production, right? It goes on
about 2 hours.
Yeah.
I think it seems, when we say 2 hours, seems like a long time. But once we're up there and really enjoying ourselves, I feel like it's going to go by, like, if it was 10 minutes.
I know.
And so we're going to wish to go back.
Yeah.
There's a time when one of the 10 will be on stage doing something, but then the other 9 are where and what are they doing? Are they in the wings watching?
I'm sure they're backstage running around, getting their dresses on or practicing their speeches. So,
by the way, you had to be fitted for your, I won't call them costumes, but your gowns.
Yes, their gowns, yeah.
Your gowns, okay. And that process was easy, difficult? I mean, to get something to actually fit, it takes more than maybe one session with the tailor.
It really depends on, like, your body type and the dress that you're wearing. So it's really different for everyone.
How do you decide on the dress?
Well, it felt like we only had 2 days to get our dress, but it actually was longer than that. But just having so many options and so many beautiful dresses that we got at Sweetheart Bridal, it was just so hard for me to choose. Like, I kept going back and being like, oh, I really want this green one. I'm going to go pay for it. Then I'd go and I'd see another one. I'm like, oh, I'm just going to try it on. But maybe now I like this one more. It was really difficult to find the dress. But I think the gown fitting was really nice because it made you feel like you were a princess because they were just putting jewelry on you and telling you how beautiful you looked. It was great.
And are you happy with your final decision, both of you?
Yes. Oh, yes. It's the really one. Happy. We're really happy.
Do you all wear the same dress?
No. Actually, 4 girls have the same color dress, but they're all in different shades.
What color is yours?
Should I say?
No.
Bad luck?
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I just want it to be a surprise.
Yeah.
Everyone can be wowed at the pageant, right?
Is yours a surprise too?
Yes.
Okay. You'll have to tune in and watch that one on Northwest Life, right?
Yes.
What do you want to tell anyone who thinks that this is a ridiculous way to spend your time? A lot of people say, I can't believe you wanted to be in a pageant. God, you're just a model up there.
I think it's an amazing way to spend your time. It's such an honor, especially with it being the 100th year. It's come such a long way, and it's a great way to represent your valley. So it's nothing to be ashamed of or nothing to think ridiculous of. So
that's Maria Elena Metzger, Lucy Gomez. Time to say goodbye. Really nice to have met you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Best of luck to both of you when the time comes next week. I'll be watching. We'll figure out who, well, if it's possible, you'll be back.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
In which case, we'll talk again.
Yeah, hopefully.
Thanks for being here. I appreciate
it so much. Thank you for having us.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ and KPQ.com.